Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele for September 28th, 2021. First up, Public Health Office order rescinding the September 20th, 2021 order temporarily closing Mammoth Unified School District's Mammoth High School and Mammoth Middle School for in-person instruction. A little bit of the legalese here. Whereas a state of emergency has been declared by the state of California and local emergencies have been declared in Mono County in response to the virus COVID-19. And whereas the California Department of Public Health, CDPH, issued public health guidance for K-12 schools in California for the 21-22 school year on the foundational principle that all students must have access to safe and full in-person instruction and to as much instructional time as possible. There's about 15 more whereases in there, so we're going to go to the bottom and just get to the... Since the order was made, Mono County Public Health has reworked alongside the California Department of Public Health to develop a test-to-return plan, wherein students who follow a scheduled testing protocol and continue to test negative for COVID may return to school, and students who fail to follow the testing protocol or who test positive for COVID will remain under quarantine or isolation. And whereas this test-to-return plan is intended to provide the district with the ability to adhere to the CDPH guidelines while remaining open for in-person instructions. Now, therefore, effective beginning Monday, September 27th, the following order of the local health officer for the town of Mammoth Lakes in Mono County is hereby rescinded. Temporary closure of Mammoth Unified School District, Mammoth High School, and Mammoth Middle School for in-person instruction. The order is made in accordance with all applicable state and federal laws, including and not limited to the Health and Safety Code sections and the California Code of Regulations. Basically, the skinny of what all that means is, your kids can go back to school as long as they're tested and remain safe. Keep wearing masks, keep staying 6 feet apart, and we'll all get through this. Enjoy going back to school, kids. You have thoughts on this whole debacle about the school closure at Mammoth? Head over to Eastern Sierra Now. Leave us a comment giving us your opinion. We'll be glad to talk about it. Might even put it on the air. Definitely a conversation worth having. Okay, there's a missing hiker above Big Pine. Eastern Sierra Now recently found out about a missing hiker, Nick Corpus, above Big Pine in the area around Second Lake. The information was taken from a post on Big Pine's 411 page on Facebook from the hiker's traveling companion, Kelly Bermudez. Hello, I am posting this in regards to a friend who went missing Saturday, September 25th, around noon. His friends hiked up to the second Big Pine Lake and were fishing. He and his three friends were there on Thursday, September 23rd. They backpacked up to the second Big Pine Lake, and that's where he disappeared on Saturday. My friend, Nick Corpus, went on his own for a swim and never returned. Search and Rescue has been aware and have been searching since Saturday. If anyone has any information or possibly saw him around this time or saw anything out of the ordinary, any information will be very helpful. It's been 4 nights now and we're all just praying for his safe return. He is 5'4", Filipino, 37 of age. His friends said they found his belongings on the floor by the lake. They explained how crowded it was that day. So if anyone saw anything, please let me know. Thank you so much. That was from the hiker's friend, Kelly Bermudez. Any information given is welcome on easternsierranow.com on the comments page, or you can send an email to info@easternsierranow.com, and we will pass the information on to the authorities. So the last Friday night market in downtown Bishop will be held October 1st. From 6 to 9 p.m. The market takes place on Academy Street, and they have extended the venue to hold an international food court. They have several new exhibitors, plus local selling fresh picked produce, grass-fed beef, eggs, and a variety of handcrafted items. There are two bars, one being the Owens Valley Distillery. Come have a cocktail or beer while listening and dancing to the Bill Planchin and Friends Band. This free market is sponsored by Eastern Sierra Artists and the City of Bishop. For more information, call Gay Mueller at 760-937-2942 for vendor space or easternsierraartist@gmail.com. This is a fun fall weekend in Bishop, with Saturday hosting the Choo Choo Swap Meet at the fairgrounds and the Owens Valley Cruisers presenting their classic car show in the Bishop Park. This sounds like a very fun weekend down here in Bishop. Everyone get out and check that out. If you have any comments about the weekend and how it went, please let us know. Clearly, I want you to leave comments on my website. Have you figured that out yet? Public input is requested on elements of the Groundwater Sustainability Plan for the Owens Valley Groundwater Basin. The Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, or SGMA, of 2014 empowers local agencies to ensure groundwater resources are managed sustainably. The Owens Valley Groundwater Authority, or OVGA, was created to develop a Groundwater Sustainability Plan, GSP. OMG, there is a lot of acronyms here. For the Owens Valley Groundwater Basin, which includes the Owens, Round, Chalfont, Hamel, and Benton Valleys, as well as Fish Slough and the areas around Owens Lake. The OVGA is a joint powers authority composed of Inyo County, Mono County, the City of Bishop, Indian Creek, Westridge Community Service District, and the Big Pine CSD, as well as two interested parties, the Lone Pine Paiute Shoshone Tribe and the Owens Valley Committee. Even though the basin is not in a critically overdrafted condition and was ranked by the California Department of Water Resources as a low priority basin, the OVGA elected to develop a GSP voluntarily over the last year. A draft GSP was released on September 23rd and is available for review and public comment at www.ovga.us/gsa-plan/. Or go to easternsierranow.com and we have all of the links listed in the story. The OVGA recognizes the importance of stakeholder input on the draft GSP and will conduct two public workshops with the assistance of staff from the Inyo Mono Integrated Regional Water Management Program. The workshops will review proposed projects in the GSP and provide an opportunity for the public to provide comments on the draft. The contents of the two workshops will be the same. Both public workshops will be in the month of October. The first one is Wednesday, October 6th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. The public can attend via video conference. The links for both will be at easternsierranow.com. The second one is Wednesday, October 13th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. In order to minimize the spread of the COVID-19 virus, the OVGA will conduct these workshops exclusively online. To join by phone, refer to the numbers and webinar ID at the bottom of the announcement on easternsierranow.com. To provide public comment or questions during the meeting, press the raise your hand function or *9 if joining by phone. Public input may also be submitted directly to the OVGA during the meeting to holly@inyo-monowater.org with the subject line OVGA Stakeholder Outreach. Public comment can also be submitted after the meeting by clicking the contact link on OVGA.us website. All comments will be made a part of the record for consideration by the OVGA. Mono County Public Health is providing free booster shots to qualified individuals at all scheduled COVID-19 vaccine clinics. If you receive the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine initially and your second dose was 6+ months ago, you may be eligible for a booster if you fall under certain criteria. Who should get a COVID-19 vaccine booster? People aged 65 years and older, residents aged 18 years and older in a long-term care setting, people aged 50 to 64 years with underlying medical conditions or at increased risk of social inequities. Who may get a COVID-19 vaccine booster? People aged 18 through 49 years with underlying medical conditions, or people aged 18 to 64 years at increased risk for COVID-19 exposure and transmission because of occupational or institutional setting. Detailed information on qualifying medical conditions, occupations, and additional information can be accessed on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, website, www.cdc.gov. The link will be listed at easternsierranow.com. In addition, COVID-19 vaccine booster shots are also available to those with moderately to severely compromised immune systems. The CDC recommends that people with moderately to severely compromised immune systems receive an additional dose of mRNA COVID-19 vaccine at least 28 days after a second dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. To schedule a vaccination appointment with Mono County Public Health, please call 760-709-6765. Walk-in appointments. In response to increased demand, Mono County Public Health is hosting the following walk-in COVID-19 vaccine clinics over the next several months for individuals aged 12 and older. Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson are all available. The last four clinics are October 1st in Mammoth Lakes from 2 to 4 at Mammoth High School. That's 365 Sierra Park Road. On October 21st in Bridgeport, It's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's at Bridgeport Memorial Hall, 73 North School Street. November 5th, Mammoth Lakes, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Mammoth High School. Again, 365 Sierra Park Road. And November 18th in Bridgeport, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., again at Bridgeport Memorial Hall, 73 North School Street. And the last step would be to register for COVID-19 vaccine through My Turn. So to register, you go to myturn.ca.gov or call the California COVID-19 hotline at 1-833-422-4255. Choose your zip code or city and select a clinic and appointment time for both doses. If you are unable to attend any of the clinics currently listed in My Turn, check back regularly for new clinics. Step 2. Arrive at your clinic at your appointed time. Wear a t-shirt under your layers. You will receive your vaccination card on site, which you will need for your second vaccination. Step 3. Continue to keep wearing a mask, wash your hands, stay 6 feet apart, and do not gather indoors with those outside of your immediate household until the vaccine has been widely distributed. Also remember that vaccination appointments are free and available for everyone, regardless of immigration status. And the last thing that Mono Public Health wants to remind you is that sometimes vaccinations can cause a sore arm, aches, fatigue, or fever for a few days after getting the vaccine, but these are not harmful. Together, we all can get to the end of this pandemic. So what happens if you're in Inyo County? Well, gosh, I say you go to Vons, because Vons is offering COVID-19 boosters for select groups scheduled walking in. The booster dose is available to those who qualify per CDC guideline. No out-of-pocket cost to the patients. Insurance billed for administration fee. Availability based on store supply. And you can visit the Pharmacy of Vons for more details about that. You can also follow the link at Eastern Sierra Now to schedule an appointment with Vons. And if you get your booster shot or flu shot, Vons offers 10% off your groceries the day you get the shot, up to $200 for each immunization. So, sounds like it's time to go on a shopping trip. Just head on in, get your flu shot, buy a year's worth of groceries. That's thinking ahead. Okay, well, this has been Eastern Sierra Now, the best in local news. This is Jesse Steele for September 28th, 2021, reminding you to head over Eastern Sierra Now, leave us a comment, let us know how we're doing, let us know what you want to hear more about. And while you're at it, head over to all the social media platforms and find us there as well. And if you haven't already, subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or any place where you get your podcasts. Have a great day.
Copper Top Barbecue, reminding you that food makes friends. High Point Solar, call for a life-changing free quote today. And the Mammoth Brand, bringing you the best in mountain apparel. Brood Awakening, your first stop of the day for coffee, baked goods, sandwiches, and a spoonful of sarcasm.